Timmy said as soon as he was gone. "How's your hand coming?" Smits asked.
"Real good. Don't try to distract me, Smits."
"Easy, Timmy," Fish said. "I think there's a chance this trick will get through to him."
"Wanna bet?"
"No." Smeds wouldn't have taken the bet either. The wizard, Nathan, and his four men had rented rooms just up the street from the Skull and Crossbones. The Greys came there shortly before dawn. They found 5 dead men and 2 rooms torn to shreds. They sealed the area, searched it again, asked a lot of questions. Fish made sure they all got a good look at the mess. He asked Tully,
"You starting to catch on?"
"Who would do something like that, man? Why?"
Nathan was a wizard. If he was going to sneak, that meant he'd found the spike and wanted to make a run for it.
"But he wasn't going to leave town."
"No, he wasn't, Tully. But you said he was." Tully started to be Tully and argue, but he bit down on it and thought for a moment before he said,
"Oh.
Next time you say something without thinking first or checking to see who's listening, that could be us all carved up." Smed said,
"You maybe went too far to make your point, Fish."
"Why?"
"This ain't over yet. Those soldiers didn't find anything but a mess. They're going to figure whoever made the mess got the spike."
"Yeah? And maybe everybody else will think so too. Maybe even the guys who actually did it. The next few days ought to be interesting, and part of the ongoing lesson."
"What are you blathering now?" Tully demanded.
"That was a big gang in that place, eh? 5 pro thugs and a sorcerer. Nobody would try to take them alone. I figure there was at least 3 guys did it, probably more. Unless they're a bunch that really trust each other, they're going to have trouble. Every one of them is going to know he didn't get the spike, but he isn't going to be sure about the others." Tully said,
"Oh," again, and after a while, "This shit is getting scary. I never thought it would get this hairy."
"Your problem is you never thought," Timmy muttered,
but Tully didn't hear him. Fish said, "It's just starting, Tully. It's going to get hairier. And if we want to come out of it with our skins on, we're going to have to be very damned careful. These aren't nice or reasonable people. They aren't going to be interested in dealing till they got no other choice." It got hairier fast as more and more powerful thaumaturgic treasure hunters poured into the city. Old feuds having nothing to do with the spike flared. The citizenry, pressed from all sides, responded by rioting on a small scale. The twins presided smugly, doing nothing to retard the escalating violence. Smed spent a lot of time being